Welcome to Peas in a Podcast.
Hello.
With Wyatt and Tracy.
We're back. I'm not supposed to say that.
We're on a hiatus.
We're always back every time you listen to us.
Where have we been?
Why don't you lead us in, get us started. And now for the kickoff.
We're continuing our travel podcast theme.
Travel podcast seems to work pretty well. I like it.
That's when we remembered a podcast. So we were going to do a podcast about Zoraida.
Maybe that'll be
next edition.
The next one. Because we're probably not going to travel anywhere before Whistler.
That's true.
I think podcasts are nice. So just to reflect back, we do our travel podcast. That's kind of what this has turned into lately. It's kind of nice to go back and listen to things we had done because we forget what we were doing, and it's a way to... Voices are hard. It's hard to remember voices and things.
That's true.
Maybe we'll do a family podcast one day.
Yeah.
Be it's really right embarrassing.
On. It's right on the mic.
We can play the Ghostbuster theme in the background.
Nice.
Yeah. So this is our Friday Harbor /
San Juan
/... Yeah, we'll just call it the San Juan Islands podcast, travel podcast.
Yes. There are 172 islands. Some of them are about the size of your finger. And some of them are the size of, I don't know, what's the biggest one?
Whidbey Island.
Whidbey Island. That one's about 20 miles long.
Yeah. I don't know. It's kind of skinny, though.
It's skinny. So, it's probably 20,
like a dog bone.
20 by 5 or something, maybe. Maybe not even 20
yeah,
by 3.
It's really not that wide. I mean, there's a couple thick sections. Like near the top is a little bit wider, near Deception Pass and down towards the bottom, I think. But we had some friends there who their parents would set crab traps. I guess you can catch crabs pretty easily. I didn't believe it, but apparently
if you're there at the right time of year,
if you just open the little box, they climb right in and you got a nice crab dinner. Like no work.
That sounds pretty easy.
I mean, that's why you live in the Northwest.
I guess so.
But we had a wonderful trip. It was a lot of fun.
It was fun.
There were some things I would have liked to have done, especially like Tracy's been talking about sea kayaking with whales since I've known her.
Yeah, I know. I don't think Zoraida's going to go on the boat with us right now, though.
Yeah.
She would try to jump in with the whale.
I was reading the guest book, and all the entries in late July and August were the ones who were like, oh, we saw amazing whales, no problem. And there's all these tour companies that you can get involved with in Friday Harbor. Oh, it's neighbors in the hall.
Yeah, I think you need... Well, if you were there on a calm day, there was that one Kiln Park, State Park, that you could actually see whales from the shore. It's like the best spot in them.
Which island was that on?
That was on San Juan Island.
I don't remember which one that one was.
It was where we actually got out and did the little hike by the lighthouse.
Oh, right.
That was supposed to be a really good spot.
Oh, that's right,
because
they had all that whale... viewing area.
Right.
That was like open ocean there, hardcore.
It was really windy that day. It was like high wind advisory, so there's no way we were going to see a whale.
I had like windburn on my
it's
face.
It's not quite whaling
the
season.
Car.
The whales like to come when the salmon run in July and August, so that's your best bet for seeing them. And if you go
especially
to it,
August.
I think if you do those tours, like you get your money back if you don't see one, so.
Crazy.
I'm pretty sure they'll see one.
Crazy Eddie's.
Like, wait, it's on that side of the boat. Wait. The other side. Oh, you missed it. It was there.
There was these pictures online of like a humongous whale that's larger than the boat with all these tourists looking down at the water as you could like reach out and touch the
that was
blue
crazy.
Whale.
That would be sweet.
I don't know if you'd want to be that close to the whale. Like one little flip of the flipper, you'd be done.
Yeah, those boats aren't that stable.
You could drive a truck in the belly of some of those whales. They're really big. I think if they're 100 feet long, that's like a 10-story building.
You're not supposed to go more than closer than like 100 yards to them, though. I'm sure It's like, but whoops.
They can swim. They can, like, turn and... There's those videos about the whales that jump and land on your boat yeah. and destroy you. They're probably fake, but they're awesome. I don't know. Did you learn anything else about the whale watching tours?
Did I learn about them? Well, we didn't
do one. Did you research
them
at all?
Not really. I just know you can do it right off of Deception Pass, too. Go on a boat right off of there to whale watch.
Oh, that's right.
Because I mean,
just in the south side of the bridge.
I think normally on the ferry you'll see them when you're crossing, too, if it's calm, once you get into the islands. The one guy I was sitting by when I saw the dolphins said he had never seen dolphins, but I usually saw whales.
No, you saw a dolphin. I didn't.
I
saw a seal.
I didn't see dolphins. I didn't see the seal. I saw deer, too, from the boat, which isn't that exciting.
You can see seal in the harbor in Seattle. You just go down to West Seattle. You can see the city and you can hear the seals barking. You're like, okay, they're cool at first, but stop barking.
So we did a 3-night, 4-day trip, right?
Tracy found it.
We left early to go get the ferry from Anacortes. They said to be there, what, how early? An hour and something early?
It said an hour in off-season and 2 hours early on in season.
Okay. We were there way early.
And it's March. It's off-season.
It's off-season. You didn't need to be there until...
Half an hour
20
before.
Minutes, half hour
20
probably.
Minutes, yeah.
But you never know. It could be one of those overcrowded ferries, so...
Well, we went... When did we go? We go on Saturday morning?
We went on a Saturday morning.
So it seems like that would be a busy time.
You would think so. It was... The weather wasn't amazing. You know, it wasn't freezing cold, but it wasn't, like, a gorgeous weekend, so...
It rained all the way up there.
Right. It was probably in the low 40s, high 40s.
A bunch of wipers were coming off, too.
Yeah, that was great. My side didn't work, so I couldn't see.
They're fixed now, but...
We got there in no time. You can get from here to Anacortes in, like, just a little over an hour.
Yeah, that was pretty amazing. I didn't even think about how close it is.
It's a fast drive. I want to go up for the tulips in April at Skagit Valley. That's only, like, an hour. And then Oak Harbor has a Dutch festival at the end of...
On Whidbey Island, yeah.
It's a first weekend
in May. I don't think they have any Dutch food. But they have a couple Dutch fronts on, like, the hotels and bed breakfasts.
Yeah, but when they do the festival, they'll get the food stands out.
So maybe that'd be worth it to go for that.
I think so. I want to do that. I'm putting up my calendar already.
Well,
I saw they had a traditional Dutch meal at one of the churches there last year. I'm not sure if they're going to do that again or not. But
I really like the Dutch Reform tradition. And there's some Dutch in us. And Tracy hails from a Dutch town.
Dutch town native.
We almost bought some wooden shoes the other day.
I know, at the thrift store. They were $10. They're overpriced.
They're the largest size you can
get.
Yeah,
you couldn't wear them. I guess if we were going to go to the Dutch festival, it'd be kind of cool to have them to wear.
Yeah. I'd have to wear like 3 pairs of socks.
Yeah, they were really big. I put my foot in it, and there's no way it was going on my foot.
Did you put both your feet in it?
Almost.
Yeah, so it rained all the way up there, but often as you drive north from Seattle, there's like a sun shadow. When you get past Marysville and that valley where all the alpacas are.
Yeah, where the tulips grow. All those daffodils and tulips.
Yeah, alpacas was
the Skagit Valley. Mount Vernon, that area.
Yeah, we got cider one of the places one time.
They have cider year-round. They freeze it, though. Yeah, it was pretty good. It was an amazing cider. We can get the cider right over in Woodenville, though, the Honeycrisp cider.
Yeah.
Which is pretty good.
We love Honeycrisp apples.
Yeah, those are good.
They are good.
Well, now that we know we live in the apple capital of the world, we should be getting good apples.
Well, that's Eastern Washington, though. We did a podcast on that already.
We did,
so
I think.
We won't talk about how amazing that was.
So we did the ferry ride, which Zoraida loved.
Loved is an understatement.
It was like the best thing that she'd ever done in her whole life.
boat. She would not sit still. She was so excited.
They have a nice seating area.
Now, Zoraida is like 23 months old, so yeah. She's almost two.
She's almost two. She's quite the talker. Very active.
Yeah, and she is ready to bolt at any moment. She's just at the stage where
she's always
is
been
on
at
the
stage.
Right. Well, I guess that's true.
Ever since she
just,
could have
moved. She's got a lot of life in her, and she really wants to go see the world and go do things, and we just need to put a little rope around her.
A little monkey backpack with a string on it. Latch.
Yeah.
Leash.
So me and her had a lot of bonding.
Yeah, Daddy took care of her, and Mommy sat and watched out the window. It was nice. I had a nice leisure ride by myself.
Not just one
and
time.
And I kept seeing you and Ewan's rider running back and forth across the boat.
All four fairies. I love the ferry ride. That was one of my favorite parts.
The ferry ride. Yeah, we should go up to it and drive down Whidbey. And of course, that ferry's so short, it's like, it's hardly a ferry ride.
Yeah, yeah. The Seattle ferry to Bainbridge was really beautiful.
That's a nice one. We'll have to do that again. I wanted to go to, we haven't been to Vashon Island or some of those other islands down there that are short day trips.
Yeah, I really love the Olympic Peninsula.
And the Olympic Peninsula is nice, too.
We are pregnant, so it's, might put a limit on our voyages this summer.
Camping and voyages, yeah. Especially we can do day camping. Trips.
You always go stay at the Salish Lodge or something.
I almost booked a room there the other day. They had it on Jet Setter. But I didn't. The Salish Lodge is just in Snoqualmie. It's like, do I really want to pay to stay
is
there?
Is that the one at the hotel or at that waterfall?
At the waterfall.
Yeah. Put your parents there.
Yeah.
So anyways, just some last minutes. Before we got on the first ferry in Anacortes, we sat in line forever. And apparently they have a cheesecake.
Well, they call it the Cheesecake Cafe, but it's basically pre-made stuff that's there. And they have hot dogs and stuff at lunch. So you'd be better off stopping.
Oh, yeah, the hot dog guy.
What I did see, which I would do next time on the way into Anacortes on the main strip, there's a drive-through donut and coffee place, like probably fresh-made donuts. I would have got the fresh-made donuts.
In Anacortes, before you turn left on that last road that goes to the ferry while you're in the downtown.
There's some drive-through places. Pick up food before you go to the ferry.
Or something.
Yeah, the ferry.
We didn't do it, but that's, I wish we had done
that. I bought this banana nut muffin, which Sarita did eat, but it was questionable about how fresh it was.
We had muffin crumbs in the car seat.
Yeah.
We still do.
We need to clean it. We got our drive-through espressos. When did we get those? We got those, like...
We
took quite a while until we got them. Maybe it was Anacortes.
Oh, yeah.
Almost.
No.
No, Mount Vernon.
So we turned off... Oh, there's a split in the road that you can go down the Deception Pass
Pass. Well, it's pretty much Anacortes there.
Yeah, I think it's actually on, what's it, Fidalgo Island? And it was like Fidalgo coffee. It was okay.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the Fidalgo coffee.
So I guess it's not that important to remember it. But anyways, we did that one. There was a couple in the
valley. There were in Anacortes, in the valley. And depending on the time of year, there's probably more.
But that's our tradition.
It is our tradition.
We always go get a road cafe. That's what I call it.
The road cafe.
And there's espresso huts. Try not to get the ones at the gas station. The coffee huts are at the gas station where the people come out of the gas station to make the coffee are not good. Although there's sometimes really nice ones that are sharing a gas station plot.
Well, you don't know then, do you?
But you have to use your judgment because you never know.
We always like the ones that look like log cabins. There's something funny.
High-end kind of ones, but...
If they're too over-marketed or they're a chain, they're usually not very good.
Yeah, it's hard to find one. You gotta find one that has, like, Stumptown Coffee or...
Oh, yeah.
Or Cafe Vita.
Cafe Vita's pretty good.
I don't know.
So the ferry takes... How long did it take? We made one stop at Orcas Island, so you have to check to see how many stops you're gonna make, because some of them take longer. I think it took an hour.
The woman said there's a ferry called the Milk Truck Ferry. I think that's a slang. I mean, that means it stops at every island.
Oh.
And that one's, like, ultra
slow. Is that the inter-island one or something?
Yeah, it's supposed to take, like, 2 hours.
It said it was going to take an hour and a half, but I'm pretty sure it only took an hour. It was shorter than what it said it would take.
Right.
I was surprised.
Well, it got in early, and then it had to load, and then it would depart. So
it listed
we didn't
the leaving
count the
time. Yeah, that's part of
it. We didn't count the arrival
time.
The leaving delta.
Right. So it's reasonable. It's a very nice amount of time, I think, because you could get your paper, coffee. I like to watch for wildlife because you do go by a lot of islands. I mean, then you stop at Orcas. And you get really close. I'm sure you see whales if you keep your eyes open.
So on the ferry, we got out and walked around, and I realized there's all these puzzles that are sitting on the tables that I thought people had brought with them. But they're just permanently on the ferry. Mm-hmm. And people sit down and they work on part of the puzzle. And then they leave and most of the puzzles are completed. And there wasn't that many people on this ferry. Compared to, like, the Bainbridge ferry. The Bainbridge ferry was packed out. There was nowhere to sit.
It was crazy.
Because the ferry was so empty on the way to Friday Harbor. Although it's off season. I'm sure it's different.
Well, it was during commuting time, too. People actually commute Bainbridge.
Right. It was, yeah, rush hour. So it was interesting to see all the puzzles, and which reminds me of there were some puzzles at the place we stayed. There was 3 1,500-piece puzzles, and Zoraida mixed the pieces together between the three of them. Tracy was saying that, well, it just makes them a little bit harder. Can you imagine? Solve this 1,500-piece puzzle.
The Yahtzee game was like from the 60s, so I'm sure it's destroyed now. Stuff's just been there forever. Yeah.
2011, rest in peace, first edition Yahtzee. Zoraida loved that game until she loved it until it died. So
we arrived at Friday Harbor in the San Juan Island, which is our overnight destination.
I think there's some more stuff we could talk about the ferry ride. You want to come back to that?
Okay, go ahead.
Just about the islands and things?
Okay, go ahead.
All right. It's on me, I guess.
You seem to have more to say about it.
Yeah, just talk about the islands. What else did you see besides animals?
Oh, I saw.
What was it like
to drive? I saw eagles.
What was it like to ride the ferry? Just tell me what you saw.
Well, we drove on to the ferry.
Right.
And we park our car and go up to the deck. And then we sat along the ocean.
There's three floors.
I saw quite a few eagles. At one point in time,
eagles, but we see them at Juanita Bay all the time.
Yeah, I see eagles all the time. It's not like. As impressive, but I still like to see eagles. And the water was nice and blue.
It was a beautiful color.
Beautiful, beautiful color.
What were the islands like?
The islands are very dense with trees for the most part, unless you get on a big one where there's some bays and inlets and beaches, but they are packed. I'm surprised. You'll see a few houses, big houses.
Yeah. A few, a lot.
A lot. Oh, there were a lot. But, I mean, not they were had their own the separation from each other. It's not like they were a subdivision or something. But so I'm pretty sure some of those smaller islands, you'd have to have a boat to get to because the ferry only makes stops at four islands, Lopez, San Juan, Orcas, and Shaw. So you have to have a private boat to get to the other islands. And then I'm not sure if there's even roads once you get there unless you made them.
And oh man, do some people have private boats.
Oh, yeah. We'll talk about that
later.
There
were some boats that are big as a ferry.
Rosario is a very wealthy community on San Juan Island. But
right, so I would also say, I have no idea how they build these houses.
I guess you'd have to have a private boat. I would have no idea how to build the houses. But there's probably some that are vacation rentals. Like, I would look into that. That's what I'm thinking, like, what I'd like to do is, like, we're in a cabin, but you'd have to do it on one of the islands the ferry stops at, otherwise you have to have your own boat. So, it's not going to happen for us. I always said we could rent a boat. They had some, like, rental boats you could stay in or something as, like, a sleeping quarters.
Yeah, so most of the islands rise pretty quickly.
They're just,
out
like,
of the
little
water.
Mounds.
Yeah, little puff stacks. Like, some of them only about the size of an acre.
Yeah. I'm sure.
But they still rise maybe 5 stories up out of the water really quickly. So they all have like 20-foot cliffs on them coming down the water. It's very steep. They all have very steep edges to them.
Yeah, it's perfect for birds.
And they're covered with coniferous forest. And somehow, as you're riding on the ferry, it kind of goes through these islands and you see all these big houses in the trees. And there's no road. There's no dock. And there's a cliff separating the water from the house. And I have no idea how you even get in the house.
I don't either. Some of them didn't even have stairs up to them. I was looking. And they didn't have docks either. I'm like, what are you going to do with your boat? Like, you have to get there by boat, and they didn't have a dock. I'm like, is it a helicopter pad somewhere? I don't know. Because they were nice houses. They weren't like you couldn't afford a dock. You could afford a dock. Maybe there were some laws that you couldn't have a dock or something, but
I don't know even how you would build it without spending as much as your house.
I was baffled by the, some of them.
Yeah. And sometimes when you come around some islands, the wind would kick up hardcore.
Yeah, it was interesting how that wind changed, because you went outside a lot more than I did. I went out a few times, and all of a sudden it would be like a blast of wind and freezing.
You can see in the water where the wind's blowing.
Yeah, that's true.
And the patches would move along, and Zerida just loved it. But if you go in the back of the ferry, the wind's not as bad as the front of the ferry, so that works out okay. So I guess that's all
you
I really want to say
about it. You guys have a Titanic moment?
I did hold her up and put her on the bar a couple times.
Great. She's got some force. She can throw herself over.
That's true. She does.
I do that at the bay. I hold her up on the rails up there, the wood rails. I'm always worried about her kicking her shoes off mainly, but she's like, I go in. Like, no, you don't.
No.
She's like, look down there. I'm going to go there.
She would just jump to her death.
Because she likes to tell you what she's going to do right before she's going to do it. And she's going to do it even if you say no. But she's just letting you know she's going to do it.
All right, well, we deferried in Friday Harbor. I've been talking a little bit. You tell them about Friday Harbor.
Friday Harbor, you actually enter into the downtown. So if you're just going for a day trip, you could just go out to the town, enjoy the ferry ride, eat, walk around the downtown, and go home. But otherwise, you probably need a car if you want to go around the island.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, they have moped rentals.
So oh, if really? It's I didn't see that.
Well, it wasn't in season, but across the way from our vacation rental, they had a moped rental. So yeah, you could really just rent a moped when you got there, which would be kind of fun, and moped around the island if it was a nice day.
It takes about an hour.
Yeah,
and you could probably use the moped to go off on some of the trails.
Yeah, if we didn't have Zoraida, I would probably do the mopeds just because that would be fun.
You've been dreaming about a green
Vespa. I want my darn green lime green Vespa. Mint green Vespa. But we were starving because we didn't really, you and I didn't eat any breakfast. Zoraida just had the muffin.
Well, the coffee could be pretty filling.
The coffee was filling, but by the time you get 11 o'clock, 10:30 or whatever it was, we were hungry. So we found a place right off the boat. We drove up. We drove around the town. There's several restaurants, although I think a lot of them are closed for the season. So if you go in the summer, there'll be a lot more options and a lot more fresh seafood.
Yeah, there was a nice little bakery right by the place.
Oh, yeah,
stayed,
that bakery
bookstore.
Was good.
It was pretty close.
I enjoyed that bakery.
Yeah, we stopped in there because we were there early and they didn't clean
the Madrona Bakery, I want to say, which is also the name of a tree. That's pretty sweet looking.
Yeah, it was right by Roy's coffee shop, right across the street.
Yeah, we had actually had a really good location. Our vacation rental was right in town by the bookstore, used bookstore, the coffee
shop, and the
bakery.
Courtyard Suites.
Courtyard Suites.
Friday Harbor.
We got a sweet deal. It's off-season, we got discounted rate, and we got a
special.
Free night hard time special. So if you're in off-season, go to their website for a hard time special. It's like cheaper. It's like cheaper than motel.
It was like courtyard-fridayharbor.org.
Yeah, it's on all the main commercial sites for San Juan's. You'll see it. Courtyard Suites.
Yeah, it's right by the little bookstore there.
It's only two places. You can either rent the one bedroom or the studio. We stayed in the studio, which
is upstairs.
It's very spacious.
So. It is very similar to the really nice place we stayed in Winthrop for a third of the price.
Yeah, Winthrop was
bigger too.
It's expensive. But we got the nice breakfast at Winthrop included for us.
That's true, we did. That was nice too.
Bed and breakfast always are more because you're paying for the breakfast usually too. This one had a kitchen and sort of like take care of it yourself, you know, didn't have daily maid service or anything. So we ended up actually parking right next to our vacation rental. Our suite condo.
Yeah.
And we didn't even know it until we walked back from lunch. I'm like, oh, wait, that's our place.
We ate at the world's greatest.
What was the name of that place?
Fish and Chip.
I took a picture of it, or it's on one of my videos I was doing. It was the world's greatest fish and chips, which you had.
Apparently.
I forget what the name of it.
Yeah, everything is.
And honestly,
great,
I thought it was a good place, and we looked it up on Yelp, and its reviews weren't great. But I ordered breakfast and I was very happy. It was really well cooked eggs and.
It was kind of a diner, drive-in and dives kind
yeah,
of place.
Yeah, but it's fine.
I like those kind of places.
You could get your fish and chips. I thought your fries were good. Your chips were good. They gave sourdough bread and.
My fish and chips were okay. The fish.
Well, you're
was
used to
overbreaded.
Those were beer battered, so it just depends if you like
so
beer.
So if you like that style,
if you like beer batter style,
it was good for the style. I like to fish the lighter breading.
You like?
I like spuds.
Spuds, which is like a cornmeal kind of breading, very light breading.
It's just preference. It's a totally valid way to do fish and chips. There was a lot of fish in it.
The fish was good.
It was, yeah, I would recommend that place.
Especially for breakfast or brunch.
It was hard for us to find good places to eat.
It was. Things were either closed or there just wasn't that many. And things were, yeah, it was kind of like people went there for probably like their anniversaries or some of those bed and breakfasts are geared towards romantic things. And
yeah, in
nice
the guest book, there was a
honeymooners without kids.
Came to our place.
I know, I was like, I wouldn't come here for my honeymoon, but it would have been fine.
Well, I think if you came in August and you did the water sports.
To do the activities, but the place we stayed, it wasn't really like, it was more of like a family kind of place, in my opinion. Just with,
yeah,
it wasn't like top of the line, like,
no
amenities and things and pampering, but.
It would have been nice if there was some sort of daily turnover of the sheets and some sort of breakfast, some sort of extra service. And don't put your foot in the candle.
I got a little too close.
Good job.
Well, I mean, we didn't pay for it though. It was cheap. If you had a family, and we made dinner one night, we saved a lot of money by making dinner one night.
We spent like $75 a night for two nights, so that was like $50 a night. $50 a night.
Normally this place would run you in the regular season probably like $200 a night. So we saved a lot of money. Well, any place there, if you're in prime season, there's just like a limited number of places and everyone wants
to go.
There
was people who came from Florida in the guest book.
Yeah.
All the way across the country to stay at this place. This little hard time special place, courtyard, whatever. So it was legit. Orcas Islands and San Juan Islands are just expensive. And you just have to pony up and pay for it.
Yeah, there's no commercial like Hyatts or Marriotts that you're going to get a discount at. It's more local.
I mean, you can walk on the ferry. I guess one perk was if you, on the way back, the ferry's free as you're returning to Seattle.
And sometimes if you're doing off-season, they'll give you the free ferry with the hotel or something. I've seen that special run before.
Oh, really? Interesting.
But that's what you get the cheaper price, but then you don't get all the outdoor activities in full swing, unless you get
lucky.
Which
we couldn't do because we had a toddler and it was March.
Right.
So,
but we wanted to get away, so, and we hadn't been, so we did it. We can always go back. Yeah,
we can still go to Lopez.
There was a nice grocery store in town that was walkable from our what was it called, Kings? Right, it was walkable from our condo.
There's only one grocery store,
which was really nice because then you could just walk, get some milk because we needed to get milk a few times and eggs and.
They have an upstairs with a bunch of textiles and clothing and stuff you can get.
Yeah,
fishing equipment.
We cruised it. They had a very excellent wine section. And actually, the meats were there. Look, it was a full-blown grocery store. Like, they had a really nice selection of meats and seafoods. I'm sure in season, too, you can get some really nice seafood there.
I looked through the wines. They had some very nice wines.
Yeah, that was a huge selection.
They actually have some San Juan Island wine.
They had prepared foods, too. So even if you didn't have to eat, to not eat out and you had a kitchen, you could eat very well.
Which we actually did cook in a place one time.
We had steaks and
bacon wrap steaks.
Salads.
Organic berries.
Oh, that crab. Oh, you didn't like the crab dip. We got baguette.
It had
and crab
too much
dip.
Cheese in it. Didn't have enough crab.
It was
crab.
Primarily cream cheese, but I ate a lot of it. It tasted good. Oh, it's like bread. Right now I'm on a bread. That and pad thai. I never eat pad thai for like until this year again. Now that I'm pregnant, every time I go to the Thai restaurant, all I get is pad thai.
You've been craving it all the time.
And Pizza Hut pizza, which I haven't had for 10 years. And now all of a sudden I want Pizza Hut pizza.
Actually, the Pizza Hut pizza is pretty good over here. I like it better than the garlic gems.
I like it better than garlic gems too. And it's cheaper. And now that I found out,
Papa John's is pretty good though.
Papa John's is good because they give you the garlic dipping sauce and the pepperoncini. But now, Pizza Hut's just right up the street from us. We didn't even know it.
So let's keep going chronologically. Right. So we'll talk about Friday Harbor a little bit more. And,
so we ate dinner at the Thai restaurant, the only Thai restaurant in town.
Yeah, but we did that at the end of the day.
Oh, okay. Well,
What did we do?
We went to the used bookstore just to check it out. Serendipity.
We did that when we first got there.
Yeah.
That's true. Did we eat Thai on the first day?
I thought so. I thought they were open for dinner.
Why did we do that on the second day?
I thought the second day we went to that place and got the oysters and...
Oh, that's right.
The appetizers, because we weren't that hungry. No, and then the third day we cooked steaks, because we were there 3 nights.
That's right.
So the first night we did do the Thai.
So there is this Thai restaurant. It's way overpriced. There's two interviews. There's one that was... Yeah, your pad Thai was really good.
The pad Thai was good, which is usually the case.
I want to say lard naar, and it was kind of salty, I thought. It was edible. The noodles were nice, and the sauce was good, but there was a little bit too much salt in it. But yours was really good.
Mine
so
was really good.
I would say, depending on what you get, it's probably a pretty good bet, and you just have to pay.
Just, yeah, it's different. They had some other things.
It was like $14-15
for pad Thai.
For entree.
Right.
For all the entrees, which it's isn't high. Bad for no. Friday Harbor.
For Friday Harbor.
But it's hard to pay $15 for Thai food.
It's yeah, like we usually do BOGOs around here. Price. So we're like, I'm usually used to paying half of this.
We spend $12, $13 for both of us. But, you know.
That's because we're coupon geniuses.
You are.
I mean, it's the only legit Asian. There was supposed to be this Chinese place that had bad reviews, so we never actually went. So
it looked
and
like it
actually,
a good
the
menu.
Thai restaurant had a lunch buffet that looked really good. That was only $8, and you had like spring rolls and all kinds of stuff on it. So I would do the lunch buffet if you're there for during the weekday.
Right. Well, let's keep moving. What are we doing the second day?
The second day was our driving day, and it was also a high wind advisory day. But we got up and got our coffees, I want to say. Did we do that? I went to a thrift store on the first day, too, but it was not worth going to, so just don't go there. We got up, we got our... Did we get coffees at Roy's? Because the Roy's coffees were good, yeah.
Yeah, and they had a drive-thru.
Yeah, Roy's has a drive-thru, and they're open all the time, it seemed like.
That was probably the best coffee.
That was the best coffee.
That weekend.
No, I like the coffee at the bakery, too, but the Roy's was good. And we were going clockwise around the island. There's like basically one road you can do the outskirts of the island and do all the scenic points, which you can see. There's a brochure that has them all in it that you can pretty much follow. But it was windy.
It was so
we got
windy.
Out at the first point and like Zoraida literally could not walk. Like the wind was strong enough to like keep her in one spot where she tried to walk and she like was blown back.
She's trying to, like, run in the ocean. Whee! Boop! Bloop! But she couldn't do it because the wind was too high. It was really windy. I don't know if I've seen the wind that high.
And we neither had hats, which was not good.
It would have blown the hat off.
Well, so yeah, you'd have to have a stocking cap on.
You need, like, a ski mask.
Mm-hmm. It would be beautiful. If it was a beautiful day, you could go walk along the beach down there and see some interesting things, I'm sure, but... We just didn't get that opportunity. We drove, which is the drive was nice.
Yeah.
Because you can drive out in the jetty and around, there's a few different beaches, 4th of July Beach, and we took some pictures. I haven't actually seen the pictures from your camera. I don't
That's right, I need really to download upload them.
Download them.
Maybe I'll embed them in
and
this
And then
podcast.
We actually, we did get out at the Kiln State Park and do a hike there, which was a little bit more sheltered because it was... It was open water. I mean, it was technically not open water because Vancouver Island's still blocking the full-on blown open water, but it felt like open water because you couldn't see Vancouver Island, Victoria. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not that far. And we did a nice little hike there where you can normally see whales, apparently.
That's right. That's the one where we
it
parked.
It was a very nice hike. There were some beautiful Madrona trees and different varietals, coastal.
Yeah, there's a couple times we almost fell off the cliff. Little Zoraida there.
Yeah,
it was pretty steep.
She's good at holding
you
hands.
Almost lost two ones
I
too.
Did not. We were holding hands. She just fell over. She didn't fall into the water or anything. Yeah, it was a little dangerous. We didn't have our backpack carrier.
I guess it's a lighthouse. It's kind of a box.
Yeah, you couldn't go inside of it. It was pretty ghetto.
It was a pretty pathetic lighthouse, but it was nice to walk down the water. It's open water all through there.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple lighthouses. There was actually that one in the San Juan National Park. Or
yeah, we didn't. You could do a hike to that too if it was a nice day.
We saw some sort of red fox as we were driving.
Oh, right. The little foxy. It felt like a Southern California or like south of San Francisco. Like the Golden Hills. Pretty steep coastal.
There's a lot less trees over there. There was
grassy unusual.
Plains with a lighthouse. You can't actually drive up to that lighthouse. It's down in the corner. So if it wasn't so windy, we might have done that hike.
Right.
But as you're driving back away from that towards Roche Harbor, there's wide open water. I think you can see...
I thought it was Rosario. Is that Roche Harbor?
I think it was R-O-C-H-E.
Oh. It was Rosario on Orcas Island?
Rosario Bay, somewhere else.
Oh, I'm so confused. I was calling it Rosario. I think it is Roche Harbor.
I think it's Roche Harbor.
Oh, I realized I labeled some things wrong.
I was wondering what you're talking about when you said Rosario.
I think that's a nice place on Orcas, but for some reason in my head I thought it was
What is the really expensive place on Orcas Island called?
I think Rosario, now that you say that. And I think Roche Harbor is a nice one on San Juan.
Right.
Fine, I'm wrong.
That makes more sense.
I labeled
it. So when we said Rosario before, we really meant Roche Harbor.
Yeah, I'm confused. Bless me.
Well, you can actually drive on the whole island in about an hour.
Yeah, depends if you didn't really stop too much.
And where you stop at.
Mm-hmm. We didn't stop at the alpacas farm that day. We drove by.
Yeah.
And then we drove to Roche Harbor for lunch. Because by that time we were getting hungry again. And ate at a nice little place on the marina. They have a nice... Actually, it looked like they had... And if it was summer, they would have some outdoor craft kind of places and shops. They have a little grocery store and restaurant on the marina.
Yeah, built right in the dock.
Forget the name of it.
It was probably like Roche Harbor Bar and
I don't know, but the donuts there were really good. They make fresh donuts and they were also world-famous donuts.
It's on the end of... So there's a bunch of... There's a grocery store and a couple shops built onto the dock. And on the very end,
it looks like just a little like cafe kind of place. But the food was really good. I thought, what did I have? I don't know. What did I get? Oh, I got the Cubano sandwich. It was good.
And the fries were good. Which is the same everywhere. So I can't say much about it.
Yeah, French dip was amazing. But the Cubano was good. It had this nice mojo pork on it.
Zoraida loved the donut.
And the donut was good. She ate the whole thing. I'm like, should we get two donuts? One for her? Because I really wanted to eat my own, even though I was stuffed. Yeah, and then when they were a dollar, I was like, okay, let's get two.
Zoraida ate the whole donut.
I think
she eats any food.
Sweet potato on or something. She'd have cinnamon. Yeah, she'll eat a donut.
She pounds the donut. They have like a little hut for customs. So if you sail your boat in from Vancouver, you have to go to the custom hut.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know how that would know. You pull up to the dock.
Because there's no one there. Like if you came now, like there's no one there.
Like if you wanted to come into the country and you're an illegal immigrant, you just get on a boat, sail into Friday Harbor, and take the ferry back.
It seems like it.
Maybe they watch which boats are coming in, and
somebody must be. I don't know who.
I might have missed a step, and maybe they were actually watching. And
the boats at that harbor were humongous.
Oh my goodness! Like they're bigger than my apartment.
They're ridiculous, and that town was really nice. They were built like 19 like. Old time houses, but they were brand new, so they probably cost a lot of money to build there, like a new planned community kind of thing. And
yeah, it was
old church, like 1800s church.
But it was all new, so.
And it was all new.
They were still building.
There was a nice hotel. I think it was Hotel Haro that you could stay at in there.
They had Shell gas stations on the dock.
Mm-hmm. That was pretty. The wind picked up a little bit, but it was still a harbor.
We walked down the dock, up and down.
I think there's a nice restaurant there as well that you could eat at, but we didn't do that.
Yeah, we had a little disease, so we didn't want to.
We don't do fine dining.
Not with her.
We're dine and dash.
That's when you don't pay the bill. We didn't do that.
We didn't do that. You're right. And then we did a nice drive.
Yeah, we skipped the alpacas and we skipped the winery on the winery, way home.
Yeah, you drive by both of those on the way home.
Yeah.
There was supposed to be this Westcott Bay oyster farm.
We never did find that place. We never
found it. Apparently, the Westcott Bay, and the oysters you ended up eating were from Orcas Island, so.
Yeah.
I don't know if it doesn't exist anymore or what the deal is.
Yeah, I'm craving for some oysters. I torture Tracy because she can't have them.
No oysters for me.
She's pregnant.
That's okay.
July.
They don't sound that good right now.
They were really good. Like, really, really good.
I had one bad oyster one time, and then it was kind of off.
Yeah, just think about that oyster. It was like the bigger the oyster, the worse they taste. Yeah, never eating
a big oyster again.
Littler they are, the better they are. Little
oyster
are
strong for me.
Oysters are like heaven in your mouth.
I do love oysters. Anyway, that night we went. What did we do? We came back. We did nap time, and each of us went out shopping or walking around. I went to they have a lavender store in town, and I bought lavender cookies and lavender
shortbread. Yeah, life is pretty slow on the island.
Went to some of the stores. There's a consignment store I checked out.
When did we see the rainbow? Good. Was that the last day? Second day.
Second day, yeah. We came back, and it was raining. Then we saw the rainbow.
Yeah, there was a rainbow. And the end of it, yep, was on top of a guy's house on the edge of an island in San Juan Islands. So I see now that the end of the rainbow was a house on an island in the San Juans.
Mm-hmm.
It was right. The rainbow was illuminating a house. Mansion just outside of Friday Harbor.
Maybe there was buried treasure in there.
Zoraida liked it. She was singing a song when I put her to bed.
The original song?
Yeah. I'm like, sing me a song about rainbows. And she's like, okay. Rainbow, 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 rainbow.
Rainbow, rainbow.
Then she says, I can sing a song about rainbows.
I can sing a song about rainbows.
Rainbow, rainbow, rainbow. She would say that a lot. I can sing a song about rainbows. Rainbow, rainbow, she tells me.
Oh, that was...
I can sing deep and
wide. It was amusing.
Deep and wide. I can sing
deep and wide. We hear that at 2 a.m. and then we wake up in the morning.
Deep and wide.
Pretty There's funny. A fountain. She's been off of Deep and Wide for a day or two now, surprisingly.
Finally burned out on it.
Our studio, we had a blockage, a little wall between her and us, but we could still like hear all the craziness before she went to bed. It took her like a half hour to like talk and
she's running around sing, ripping up her books.
Run around and yeah, ripping up books.
Yeah, there was an LCD built in the wall and she would hit the TV so it would go over and over. I'm like, it's gonna fall off on you.
I know, it was a little dangerous. We were reading, so we were like dead quiet, and she still didn't go to sleep right away either. She still took a long time. It was kind of funny.
Yeah, it was fun.
The second night we ate at a place that was right off the ferry dock, which was called something unusual. It was called The Place at the ferry. It's really hard to find. You have to walk down some stairs.
Right.
It was actually a higher end restaurant, but we just did appetizers.
Right. There's a street that goes by King's Market, and it goes down the hill, ends in a little circle drive, and the restaurant's just at the other side of the circle drive, on the harbor side.
It has a really nice view of the water, and
there was no one in there.
No, I saw a seagull pulling the starfish off the rock, which
that was awesome.
Cool. It couldn't get it either. That starfish was dead but not moving.
It was pulling it loose, but it didn't totally get loose.
Take it a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a nice little restaurant. I just had the clam chowder and we split the shrimp, tiger prawn type of appetizer, and you had the oysters and.
Yeah, we pretty much just had.
Yeah, appetizers. I wasn't hungry at all, so yeah. I could have eaten nothing and been fine.
Speaking of, like, sea life, Roche Harbor, they had all these white creatures on the dock.
They look like anemones.
They did. They were white, and they had tentacles that came out of a base. And they were all over the dock. Mm. They're big. They're like a foot long with a foot long tentacles, maybe like 100 tentacles, 50 tentacles on them. It's bleach white everywhere.
It's an epidemic.
Ocean's wild, man. It There's is. Some pretty crazy stuff wild. In there. It's not like fresh water. Lakes and Great Lakes, you don't see that kind of stuff. Reminds you like that you're out in the wild. Remote part of the world.
Mm-hmm.
So, is there anything else we want to say about Froggy Harbor?
I don't think so. As you can see, we did the alpacas farm the last day, or the second day, or whatever it was.
You had a pretty fine alpaca hat that you wanted to wear.
Yeah, I had a $200 alpaca hat I really wanted, but I'm not going to pay for it. My dad's going to South America, supposedly, so we'll see if he gets one for me. They probably still like $100, though.
Yeah.
And the alpacas are nice. You couldn't really see a whole lot, but...
They all came running up to us.
They do. They're very friendly creatures.
They didn't spit on us, though.
No, they did not.
It was right. I liked them.
So we loaded up on the ferry
the
final day.
We didn't go to the winery because it was closed when we showed up.
Right.
And we hauled off to Orcas Island. Orcas. We decided that on the last day instead of the second day.
That's right.
Which actually worked out fine.
Well, then it was free because it's free going back. If you go to Friday Harbor and ride back and stop at each of the islands, you can go back for free and just pay to go to Friday Harbor.
Yeah.
But otherwise, if you did a round trip, you'd have to pay to go back to Friday Harbor again if you did that.
Mm-hmm.
It was only a half-hour ferry. It said it was going to be 45 minutes again, but of course that was a timing miscalculation by us again.
Yeah, you have to pay attention to when it's leaving versus when it arrives.
So it was very short.
It takes 20 minutes.
It wasn't actually that far. It's not very far away, so I was like, can't be that long of a ferry ride. And Orcas is like a horseshoe.
Yeah.
Island.
That's true.
There's not really a big town there like Friday Harbor. Friday Harbor, I think, is the largest town in the San Juan Islands. There was a nice little, like, kind of hippie town. It was just called, like, West Branch or something.
Oh, the one that's at the base of the horseshoe.
The one that we ate at. Yeah.
You have to drive about 20 minutes. But
when the ferry lands, there's only, like, a hotel or store and some gift shops.
There's nothing there at the ferry.
We were able to get a coffee there, but that was about it.
Yeah, so we drove for quite a while. There was a whole bunch of sheep and baby lambs were born.
Oh, yeah, the lambs are so cute now. They have all their
fur.
They
were tiny. They were about a foot tall, and there was a lot of them. Mm-hmm. So it's spring, they must have just all had their baby lambs.
Yeah. Babies. And we went to eat again.
Me too.
We're always hungry.
I noticed that Orcas Island seemed to be a lot more beautiful. Like, it had more cliffs and features to it.
We didn't get to explore as much, but...
As you're driving, there was a lot in the landscape. There was, like,
the valleys were really pretty.
And, yeah,
the
it
mountains.
Had valleys.
It had bigger mountains, too, yeah.
It was dramatic cliffs. They were way higher, where San Juan Island was fairly flat.
Mm-hmm.
It was a mound. It had some high points, but not like Orcas Island. It was up and down. Although, yeah, the valleys were actually pretty interesting that you drive through, considering how narrow the island was, just like a U.
Yeah, that's a really interesting inlet there.
Yeah, if you consider a U and you start, like, as you're drawing a U, you kind of... We drove all the way around the circle and drove all the way back, and I still don't remember the name of that town.
It
was the biggest town.
It
on
was
the island.
Biggest town, where all the restaurants and shops had kind of a hippie-ness to it. Like, everything was very eclectic.
Yeah, it's we an added Asian kitchen,
organic Asian kitchen, which everything was like organic vegetables from their garden and
cash only.
Cash only. It was the compostable bowls and all this stuff, like hardcore.
Yeah, it was hippie. So.
Then we tried to go to the top of, we wanted to go and see the view, the nice view on top of Mount Constitution, which was like 2,000 some feet high.
So it took us a long time to drive up there.
It did take us a long time to drive up there.
And just happened to have a rain cloud come in right as we got to the top, so we didn't see anything from the top.
Nope.
Although, I don't know, three quarters of the way up, there was a couple turnouts, and you could see all the islands, mm-hmm. and it's a magnificent view from what we saw. It would have been nice to see what the view would be from the top of the tower at the top of Mount Constitution,
mm-hmm.
because it was a really interesting perspective, especially if you went on a sunny day and you could see the mountains. I would love to do that and to see that again. And we drove down the... Was it Rosario, the resort? There's a really expensive resort.
That it's must just be north Rosario.
Yeah.
Well, something's called Rosario.
It's quite a far way off the road. We drove down there.
It was. But there was
it didn't
a lot
look that
to
impressive
it.
From the
Not really.
From the road.
I guess
the
mayor of Seattle built it when he had to retire one time because he thought he was going to die if he didn't leave office. But it was in my video. I watched this 30-minute video on the San Juan Islands from the library. Before we left.
Yeah.
So, we did a lot of driving.
We did, unfortunately.
And it was a little bit rainy that day, and Zoraida was napping, so it was kind of like a perfect storm.
Yeah. So, we didn't get a lot out of Orcas Island, but we got some nice views.
Yeah, we did.
It was pretty to see.
Apparently, you can camp there. There's a state campground at Mount Constitution, and a lot of hiking trails there. You wanted to do some hiking.
Yeah, unfortunately, we did do a lot of driving.
Mm-hmm.
So. Well, do you have anything else you want to say about the San Juan Islands?
I think that we've summed up our trip. I mean, it'd be nice to go back when the seafood's in season. Get Dungeness crab and whatnot, but we can get that here, too, so... I don't know if it's much different than what we would get pulled into Seattle or...
Yeah, there was a Mediterranean restaurant you wanted to go to, too, and...
Mm-hmm.
I get a feeling that the thing that people are really impressed by is the water activities. When you go on the boat...
Kayaking would be beautiful if you could
go
get out in your kayaks.
And you really enjoy the water and the islands. It's really beautiful. Driving around the islands, it was nice, but I imagine if you were able to get out in the boat, then you'd probably have a much better time in. We kind of missed out because it was rainy and windy and cold.
But we still had a good time.
We had a great time. Great trip.
Mm-hmm.
Did it on the cheap.
That's how we do. That's how we roll.
So, upcoming podcast. Maybe talk about Zoraida.
Zoraida.
And if we don't do that,
I
we'll
go
certainly
to the Dutch
do one
Festival.
On the Dutch Festival.
We're going to Whistler.
Whistler. And
baby number two.
Baby number two, hiking.
Hiking, yeah. We should get some hikes in, I'm sure, before. Yeah. It might be short little hikes.
Yeah.
But they will be something.
So we'll talk to you after our next adventure. This is our adventure podcast.
Adventures in the life. So.
Lost in the Northwest. Although the time has just changed. That was a nice turn, too.
Mm-hmm.
The time... had just sprung forward, so we extra hour
extra
in the evening.
Hour. Like it.
Which is really good. And that's really a turning point in Seattle because it's so dark and rainy here in the winter. But
spring has sprung.
Yeah. All right. Oh, you know, the one last thing. I know I'm just dragging this out, but the major earthquake in Japan.
Oh, right. I forgot about that part.
I don't know. Do you have any words about that?
Well, the first day we were... Well, the day that it happened, there was a tsunami advisory. But it looked like the ferries and everything was still running.
Because that 9.0 earthquake that just happened in
Japan. 2011.
Which we're still talking about the radiation clouds and
radiation
fallout.
Coming
towards
so
us.
So apparently the San Juan Islands are at risk for a tsunami. If the perfect storm happened, that they are at risk for a tsunami. They don't have any tsunami evacuation routes set up like you do on Oregon coast and...
Oregon
Washington
coast is a
coast
lot more in danger
too.
Because it's wide open shore and it's facing the Cascadia
Vancouver
fault.
Island blocks the San Juan, so I think Vancouver Island would get the brunt of it, but there would still be some fallout to the San Juans. And
I mean, if there was a major earthquake in the Cascadia Fault, it could come right down that straight the one to Fuca and take out all the islands.
Because it is in the water, yeah.
It would have to be just right, but you never know.
I wouldn't live there permanently, probably. after that.
Well, the Friday Harbor is on the opposite side, but you never know. There's all kinds of faults.
It's a small island.
People really don't understand plate tectonics and all that kind of... No one's ever predicted an earthquake, so remember that. It shows how much we know.
Mm-hmm.
If we not really knew, we'd be able to predict those, at least relatively.
Right.
So, I guess we'll keep on shaking until we shake you up next time. Haha. Earthquake joke.
Okay. Not in the same wavelength as you.
No, you just... Well, you're not nerdy and boring like I am.
You're giving me good vibrations.
That's a good one. All right, until next time. We'll see you later. Bye.
Hola.